This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. At a briefing, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says that President Joe Biden will meet with Poland's president later this month to shore up NATO support for helping Ukraine defend against Russian strikes.
Addressing how the United States has rallied the world to support the people of Ukraine as they defend their freedom and democracy, and how we will continue to stand with the people of Ukraine for as long as it takes.
It remained unclear whether Biden might attempt to visit Ukraine, as many other Western leaders and members of Congress have done.
At the direction of the President of the United States, fighter aircraft assigned to U.S. Northern Command successfully took down a high-altitude airborne object off the northern coast of Alaska at 1:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
That's Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Patrick Ryder. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the object was downed because it was flying at about 40,000 feet or 13,000 meters and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flights, not because of any knowledge that it was engaged in surveillance. Kirby described the object as roughly the size of a small car, much smaller than the massive suspected Chinese spy balloon downed by Air Force fighter jets Saturday off the coast of South Carolina after it transited over sensitive military sites across the continental United States. President Joe Biden and Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva have met at the White House and reflected on how their nations were tested in their respective battles to preserve democracy. The meeting Friday featured Biden declaring that democracy ultimately prevailed over the far-right mobs that stormed the government's halls of power in an attempt to overturn election victories. Biden defeated incumbent Donald Trump in a fraud 2020 race. In Brazil's recent election, Lula, the leftist leader of the Workers' Party, squeaked out a win against Jair Bolsonaro. This is VOA News. Emergency crews made a series of dramatic rescues in Turkey on Friday, pulling several people from the rubble 4 days after a catastrophic 7.8 magnitude earthquake killed more than 23,000 people in Turkey and Syria. A cousin of the survivors, Barak Demir, was overjoyed.
Thank you, Adam.
The United Nations has now pledged a $25 million grant for people in earthquake-stricken areas of Syria. That is in addition to a $25 million grant announced earlier this week for emergency operations in both Turkey and Syria. The United Nations top human rights official urged on Friday for an international force to be deployed to violence-ravaged Haiti, describing the island nation's multiple crises as a living nightmare. More from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Wrapping up a two-day visit around the country, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk called on world leaders to urgently consider the deployment of a time-bound specialized support force, which Haiti's prime minister has also urged since last year. Also Friday, the Organization of American States passed a resolution to renew aid for Haiti and support its path to establishing free, credible elections. Haiti has been for years mired in a vicious cycle of humanitarian, economic, and health crises exacerbated by brutal gang violence. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that Catholic Bishop Rolando Alvarez has been sentenced in Nicaragua to 26 years in prison a day after he refused to get on a flight to the United States along with 222 other prisoners.
Those prisoners landed at a Washington area airport, deported from their own country. The sentence is the longest of any given to opposition figures and critics in the last couple of years of the government of President Daniel Ortega. Ortega said that before boarding the plane to Washington, Alvarez said he would not go without being able to consult with other bishops. Last summer, the government seized several radio stations owned by the diocese. At the time, it appeared Ortega's administration wanted to silence critical voices ahead of municipal elections. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The FBI has discovered an additional document with classified markings as former Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home. The FBI search on Friday followed the discovery of his lawyers last month of sensitive government documents there. Pence's advisor, Devin O'Malley, said the Department of Justice completed a thorough and unrestricted search of 5 hours and removed one document with classified markings and six additional pages without such markings. Pence is the third current or former top U.S. official joining former President Donald Trump and President Biden to have sensitive documents. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.